and Leela had prepared a feast. Party food was laid out on the table. In the kitchen, a full meal of several curries and rice was warming. A number of aunts had brought food with them too, attempting to ease the burden of entertaining. There were people everywhere, laughing and talking. Everyone wanted to shake her hand and wish her luck. She was the one everyone loved, for once.
"A member of our family going to Oxford,"
an uncle said. He himself had been the first in the family to go to university.
"On a scholarship, no less."
He patted her shoulder.
"Who would have thought it, huh? Our little Chaya." "I always said she'd go far," said her sister's father-in-law. "Didn't I always said that?"
"You'll do well," said a cousin. "Maybe get a first."
"A first from Oxford? Imagine that," said another.
Chaya smiled and nodded. What else was there to say?
"You be careful in England, Chaya," said an aunt, mopping her frowning forehead with a handkerchief. "I hear it's very dangerous over there now."
"Nonsense," said the uncle. "Oxford is a very civilized place."
The aunt ignored him.
"And stay away from the white boys. They only have one thing on their minds."
She patted Chaya's hand.
"Remember, you have to come back here," she said meaningfully. "You don't want to be spoiled. You'll never find a husband if that happens."
Chaya fought the urge to roll her eyes. She had no intention of losing her focus, but it was a waste of time explaining that to people. Her aunts never really believed her. They were more interested in finding her the right sort of husband than in making a difference to the world. Keeping her smile fixed, she looked around for means of escape. Her big sister, Melanie, who was listening politely to an elderly great aunt, caught her gaze. Melanie gently excused herself and came over.
"I need to borrow Chaya for a minute," she said, and smoothly extracted Chaya from the throng.
They hurried through the kitchen and out to the back where it was quiet.
"Thanks."
Chaya sank onto one of the concrete steps that led down to the garden, where Amma tried to grow vegetables under the jackfruit tree. Leela, the home help, was hanging clothes on the line. She waved. Chaya waved back. The washing line seemed to get less and less crowded these days. First, Melanie's bright and stylish clothes went when she got married, and now Chaya's sensible ones were going too. All that were left were Amma's saris and Tata's work clothes. Chaya sighed. The fact that she was leaving was finally hitting home. All this time, she had been so focused on the idea of the scholarship that she hadn't paused to consider what she was leaving behind. Melanie brushed some grit off the step and sat down next to her. She gave her a small smile that was pinched at the edges with sadness.
"Are you ready for your trip?" she said.
Chaya shrugged.
"I don't know. It still doesn't feel real."
She glanced up at her sister.
"You know what I mean? Until now, the exams, the scholarship applications, the interviews, all that was just a means to an end, and now that I've got there, I don't know what happens next."
"You go out there and shine," said Melanie. "That's what happens next."
Chaya stared at her feet.
"I'm scared,"
she said quietly. Melanie put an arm around her. Chaya leaned her head against her sister's shoulder.
"You're the cleverest, most determined person I know," said Melanie. "Look at what you've achieved already. This is only another step. You'll be fine."
"But what if I'm not good enough? What if it was a fluke that I got the scholarship?"
"It wasn't a fluke. You earned it."
Melanie rested her cheek against Chaya's head.
"Take it one step at a time. I have absolutely no doubt that you will pass your degree and come back triumphant."